Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the South Bay Show, Manhattan Beach 360, on February 17th, 2017. Live, love, laugh, and leave a legacy. That's what we do here in the South Bay of Los Angeles, and it's a beautiful place to do just that. I'm your host, Joe Terry, and you can read all about our many adventures on Facebook at facebook.com/The South Bay Show. Persistence, passion, principle, and purpose. That's what we talk about here on The South Bay Show. And of course, I'm not alone because of our great partnership with SouthBayByJackie.com and producer of The South Bay Show, Jackie Balestra. Hey, Jackie, how are you doing today?
I'm doing well this morning, Joe. Anybody that's listening to us, our regular listeners, are going to notice that we're doing something a little different this morning. That's why we didn't play a regular Manhattan Beach Chamber commercial, because the entire show is going to be a commercial for the Manhattan Beach Chamber.
Right. And, you know, what an amazing forward-looking chamber it has been, of course, under James O'Callaghan. They did many different innovations, and including bringing the South Bay Show on. But now there's a new sheriff in town.
There's a new sheriff in town. I'm very excited about this.
I'm right here. I can hear you guys.
We're so excited. Jackie, who's our guest today?
Our guest this morning is Mark Lips, the new president and CEO and sheriff of the Manhattan Beach Chamber. Mark, a 20-plus year resident of Manhattan Beach, is a parent, dog and tortoise owner, homeowner, and husband of Tammy Lips, chef owner of the Ripe Choice local catering business. Mark worked for 30 years in the TV industry and was an executive with Fox Broadcasting for 18 years. In addition to his professional life, Mark has been very involved in the community as a graduate of Leadership Manhattan Community Police Academy and MBCERT, that's Manhattan Beach Certified Emergency Response Team, Community Emergency Response Team. He is a member of the Manhattan Beach Rotary and Manhattan Beach, well, he was a member of the Manhattan Beach Chamber of Commerce. He was appointed to a city commission, was a neighborhood watch block captain, and has been active in many local volunteer activities. He has also written a popular local newsletter for the last 15 years called Happy Friday Neighbors. Now, Mark was recently named president and CEO of the Manhattan Beach Chamber, and we're looking forward to hearing what his first 100 days is going to entail. Welcome back to the program, Mark.
I tell you, I can
we're
tell
excited
you about
to be here.
I can tell you about the first 10 days. It feels like 100 days. And you know what? Speaking of making a difference, I hope I will make a difference. I hope we will make a difference. The chamber will make a difference. I think that's the new, you know, this chamber, James left 8 months ago or so. And it's been sort of just hovering. And I've been getting by and doing things. So the 2017 is going to be a tune-up and a refresh of some of the projects that were started a few years ago. So we got to, you know, my mission, and I tell this to the staff, my mission is let's take what we got and try to do it really well. You know, Joe, can I look over at you? Is that something
that's great.
Gets all that? You're okay with that?
Yeah,
okay.
That's great.
All right, because, I feel like I'm back in my news days, you know. Like pretty soon he's going to be going like that or like that or like that, you know. So, but
stretch it.
Yeah, but that so it's a tune up and refresh, and let people know we just did our State of the City, huge success. We had a crowd there that surpassed any crowd that's been there in the last few years. I thought it was a good. I was long winded, hard to believe, but I was a little long winded, and you know. Taken to task, and I sincerely apologize for that. That won't happen next year. And there were some things, but other than that, overall, it was a huge success,
and people
have been responding back. So, good start. And you know,
now let's start at the beginning. I mean, Mark, how long have we known each other?
55 years, Joe.
Yeah, at least. I mean, our kids.
We played baseball together.
Have been playing baseball together at Costa.
To share those benches
forever.
Watching our kids.
And, yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And your wife and my wife hanging out together. And now, you know, even before the chamber, you ran for city council. Tell us a little bit about those times.
He had to bring
come
up
on,
the city
come
council.
On.
That's Joe for you. That's Joe.
Well, you know, what I did was I took early retirement from Fox. This is what happened. I took early retirement from Fox, and I was so excited.
And we should just mention that he's a lot older than he looks.
Right, yeah.
All right, just saying.
He's a young 70. He looks great.
hey, let's keep that on the down low. I'm not 70. Or not bad for 70, huh?
No, there
I'd say you're very well preserved for 70. No, he's not.
It's,
he's
I think
not
it's
quite,
that green stuff back there.
He's not. He's but, not quite 70, but yeah. he is very well preserved.
But you know, when
this
I left
Fox,
going
to come back to bite me.
Yeah, you know, there's so many things I can say right now about the well preserved, but I'm going to stop. The because you told me, Mark, you've got to learn to be a diplomat. That's going to be your hardest task. Because I've got to learn to be a diplomat. I've got to learn to bite my tongue. Because, you know, when you've been semi-retired or retired for four years, you know, you have a tendency to just say what you want and you don't, you know, the heck with it. You know, you're not out to prove anything. You're done. You're whatever. And you do your volunteer, and I get passionate about it. I've taken books to, you know, school books to kids in Guatemala. I've done all of that.
You've also been teaching.
And I've been, you know, I said, you know what? My mom always said, Mark, you should be a teacher. And so I went and got my CBEST, and I, a couple of days a week, would go out and do substitute teaching. Even went into the L.A. school system, which I had some crazy stories about teaching out in the you know, like near Watts Towers.
Right.
I thought, oh, my gosh, crazy stuff. I mean, really interesting. We do need to look at our L.A. schools. But anyway, MVUSD, those teachers and that school, for parents to really appreciate that school, I suggest they go out and visit a lot of other schools in the L.A.
So
school system.
I just want people to have a timeline. Timeline
right.
for
the city
Mark
council. I you know, we got to Manhattan Beach with two toddlers and one in the oven. And then so that was our foray into the public school system and went through all the public school system. My kids are out of the high schools now. One's still in college, and the other two are out. My wife has the catering company she started about 15 years ago, doing very well, has her own kitchen. And I'm a caterer's widow because I never get to see her. Yeah. You guys need to start having your parties on Wednesday, not Saturday.
Yeah. Okay.
Give me one night, okay? And then – but – I was looking for things to do, things with purpose. And so, of course, I was with Rotary, and we did a lot of great things there. Like I said, taking books to Guatemala and handing them to the schools. Did a lot of projects around here. I've done leadership and Community Police Academy and MB Cert, did the EMR, did all of these things. And I thought, though, also the first thing out of the gate, though, I said, you know what? I really want to get involved. Let's run for city council. You know, it's like, here's a barn. Let's put up a show. And I had no campaign manager, didn't really know where I was getting. I only lost by a couple hundred votes, but it was all grassroots, you know.
Right.
I mean, I learned by
you
the
didn't have
pants.
A pack.
Yeah, I didn't have a pack. I didn't – exactly. I didn't. I didn't have money. I didn't have – you know, I got a little trickling of money when people found out I was running. And still, with that grassroots effort, walking around and meeting people, which was a blast. I loved meeting people. In fact, Jim Aldinger came with me one time on one of my walks, and he said, Mark, you're spending too much time talking with these people. Just say hello, hand him your pamphlet, say, I hope you vote for me, and move on to the next guy. I'm sitting there going, so you came over from Poland. You know, and it's like, oh, you know, I mean, I want to know, like, your whole history, and you go, wow, that is cool. What'd you do over there? You know, so it's like, so anyway. So that was good. I met a lot of wonderful people. I got to know the city more. So I went and got on a commission. I'm on the park PPIC commission. Deals with, you know, all you guys who want a stop sign, you got to come and see us first. But and, you know, doing all of these different things. And then I saw about 6 months ago, I heard – well, I knew James had left, you know. But about 6 months ago I was talking to my wife, and I was thinking, you know, I'd like to get involved with the chamber because I just think that would be my next step. I would love to work with local businesses. I'd love to see if we can get local businesses a voice for them. And I was thinking, because of my wife having a small business, I was thinking more of small businesses. I mean, Skechers and some of these big companies, I mean, you know, they're going. They're fine. They got – you know, they are cash rich. But these small businesses here, you know, a lot of them are inventory rich and cash poor. And these are the – this is what helps give us our small town appeal, is having that small boutique stuff. And so I said – I politely asked, I said, guys, I know I don't come from the chamber world.
Right.
I sent my professional resume. I sent my – what I call my MB resume. And I said, I don't come from the chamber world, but here's why I think we need to get back to community. We need to have people in these positions. We're only 3.6 square miles. We need this. Anyway, I kept pestering and pestering. And finally, They said yes. So mm-hmm. you be careful what you wish for. But mm-hmm. they said yes.
I think he has a good resume for this. I mean, as you said, you don't come from the chamber world, but he was an executive of a big, you know.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Fox Broadcasting is a huge organization. You've had a lot of experience with.
You have experience.
Well, that was part of my pitch. Was I, you know,
executive
I have managed
experience, and then you are involved in the community.
Yeah,
right. And right. you and your wife have a small business in the community.
Right. So I can see it from the ground. I can see it from the ground level.
And we Jackie and I often talk with Kelly Stroman. She's even been a co-host on the mm-hmm. show. And
Kelly's
and
great.
Kelly's great, and there are still lots of challenges in the downtown. Business district, there's lots of challenges for retail where the rents are getting out of sight and a small mom-and-pop store is having trouble making it work without adding, you know, other features to their store and all kinds of things to make more money. Pages is one of the best bookstores in the region. And
it's like the only bookstore in the region. There are no more bookstores.
I hadn't gotten to that part.
Locally owned.
They're
right.
like the one of the only ones.
Yeah. Old school, where you can actually go in and talk to someone and say, you know.
It's important that those businesses have a say mm-hmm. in how the city council and how other organs of the government, sort of legislate from the bench, so to speak. Right. And the chamber is the way that they get their voice heard.
Yeah, you know, and I don't purport to know, you know, everything. I don't know everything, but I do know kind of what I feel about this city and what I mm-hmm. think needs to happen and what we need to do to keep our small town appeal. And part of that is our small business, our locally owned businesses. And just business in general. You know, I say that the problem we have with the small business, you talk about the rents and all that, that's in success. Mm-hmm. This is a high-class problem we have because we've turned into this global brand. We are a global brand.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Our restaurant scenes between the Sims, Mike Sims and Mike Zislis, you know, we're mentioned in the New York Times. We're, right. you know, you can right. walk down the street, and whether it be the North End or the Sepulveda or Rosecrans or downtown, but primarily downtown because they have, you know, that's where their draw is because of our iconic pier. But you'll hear Italian, German. You know, all of those. It's because we're a global brand. People are now seeing us, and they go, I'm going to Manhattan Beach. So it's a destination. It isn't something that they stayed in L.A. and then wandered through Manhattan Beach. They came to Manhattan Beach, and then they'll go out and see L.A.
Right.
You know, and right. so, you know, good or bad, whatever side of the fence you're on, that's where we're at. We're a brand now. We are a brand, and people are coming, seeking that brand and coming to it because we've developed such a quality, not only lifestyle, but quality products, you know, and legislative. Am I talking too much, Jackson?
No.
And you talk about legislatively. That's the other right. thing. We're going to get back to having a legislative committee here. Mm-hmm. And Charles Gale may run it for us, who's with the Metropolitan Water District. But I want a legislative committee. I want something where we can have the business community weighing in on where do you think we need to go, what do you think our task is to breathe even more life into our businesses at all levels. And for instance, you know, I've been in front of city council three times, once to introduce myself, once to talk about the state of the city coming up. And then the third time was when that was in front of Planning Commission talking about Gelson's. Mm-hmm. Hey, listen, and I'll say it here. I'll probably get this is where I'll start to get emails. But we're all for Gelson's. Gelson's is a family-owned legacy business in L.A. County. Mm. Uh-huh. Good product, great offerings. There's nothing like it south of Manhattan Beach Boulevard. Now, with that said, we are for the Gelson's project. Gelson's, the product, okay? Mm-hmm. As it relates to traffic, as it relates to ingress and egress issues, as it relates to the neighborhood, I have to trust that our commissions, that our city council, and that our city will take care of those issues and make it safe for everyone, you know. But as far as Gelson's, love to see that on Sepulveda. Sepulveda Boulevard, along Manhattan Beach, who knows, it may become PCH if all that stuff goes through, but is 27% of our tax revenue. Mm-hmm. Downtown is like 2%, mm-hmm. okay? 27% of our tax revenue is Sepulveda Boulevard. And we need to keep that healthy. We've got some blank spaces there where Gelson's is, the old car dealership, blank space. Rite Aid, where that is supposed to go in at the corner of Manhattan Beach Boulevard and Sepulveda.
Yes,
blank
across
space.
From Target. Yep.
Across from Target, blank space. Needs to be filled. Right. And no one wants, listen, I got it where everybody, you need office space and you know, to all the people out there who are looking for that. But really, on Sepulveda Boulevard, and we have other office space you can go to, but we don't need another office building. Mm-hmm. Let's make it vibrant. Let's make it healthy. Let's make it, you know, fun where you're if when you're stuck in that gridlock there that you go, I'm pulling over to Gelson's. You know, or, you know, I'm getting a glass of wine. Don't tell the police. You know,
well,
you know, I mean, or anything else along there. You know, you have that one strip mall where there's all these really great gyms. You have medical facilities, all of that. So,
it's the corridor in Manhattan Beach.
Yeah. So
you also have Rosecrans. Rosecrans is a big
one. No, that's the other corner. Yeah. We got four. You know, everybody thinks of the pier downtown, and they get a lot of the love, which is great. I love Kelly. She's fantastic for our whole city. State of the City, we brought up North End. North End said they
North End is blowing up. Are we calling it the North End now?
Why?
I call it the North End. You know,
instead of Critters,
El Porto.
Oh,
we just call it North Manhattan. Or North End. North I've always called it the North End.
I always call it El Porto. I'm El Porto. I'm also Porto.
Yeah. I'm Ramosa. So North End to me means that used to be Critters.
Okay, Critters, yeah.
right.
Yeah,
I crawled out of there a few nights.
Yeah. And, Joe, you want to tell us about that?
No.
So, that's the kind of I've got to watch saying that. I don't want to say that. Yeah. I can't say that.
Yeah, I crawled out of there.
But the
you have to be respectful.
I know. I've got to be a diplomat. I've got to remember who I'm talking
to.
You got to comb your hair every day.
This is all part of the new
position. The other thing, my yoga's really fallen off because, you know, I used to go, you know, I'm going to do that 11:30 yoga class. You know,
not anymore.
Yeah. No.
But the, you know, we always think about the downtown, and that's the iconic area. But man, you got a thriving North End, and they're going to have an art walk coming up soon. They're going to do some more noisy stuff. We're putting in some crossing, or the city's putting in some crossing, which was part of my commission, putting in some crossing places that'll make it safer for getting across the Highland there, like over by Fish Bar and places
exactly
like that.
Yeah.
And then that whole area there where Verandas is and that stuff, there's developers who've come in there, and there's big plans for it, you know, but that'll be probably not in my lifetime. But, you know, so there's a lot of stuff planned, and I want to get noisy on that end, too. We've got to bring those guys into the fold. But
I love the North End.
To your point, though, there is the Rosecrans Business Corridor, and there is the Sepulveda Business Corridor. So there are four vibrant business corridors in this town, and we have to pay attention to all of them. Yeah. And we got to get everybody into the fold because a rising tide lifts all boats, right?
Sure.
So we need to get everybody into the chamber.
And rising tides also cause water frontage to have to be raised. Another topic. Now, what you were saying about you're a brand now, Manhattan Beach, the entire South Bay is a brand now.
Yeah.
It's not just
– absolutely
right. It's the entire South Bay now. It's happening to everybody. We were a sleepy little backwater for a long time.
Yep.
And nobody knew about us, but they know about us now.
Right.
So
speaking of the rents, you know, legislatively, that's something we have to do. And downtown's done it. The North End brought it up at State of the City. They want some of those rules placed on their end, too.
Oh, like moratoriums
retail on the bottom and move the real estate, bank, non-retail to the second floor. Mm-hmm. So they want – one of the things they brought to State of the City, you may have read in the Beach Reporter, they want to see some of those rules and regs brought to their end of the town, too. So – you know, that's a good first step. I think we need to create better walk-up appeal on some of these, even though we are this global brand, a great city already. But let's create good walk-up appeal. Let's create a lifestyle-centric area that and then the new downtowner. Have you seen that?
I've seen it. I saw it on Sunday.
I've seen that thing all over town. It's now becoming its own little brand just by, there's a little downtowner. You know, three levels of seats. They haven't. And, you know, the city has one.
No, not yet.
The city has one. The downtown has one. And the chamber right now, as of yesterday, but today, we are going to have our own downtown. In other words, chamber businesses wrapped in advertising around the downtowner, and a chamber logo on top. We call it the fin on top of the car, you know, promoting, saying the Manhattan Beach Chamber of Commerce. So we'll have our car. Now, so you have this wrapping around it, but inside those cars, for all of your listeners too, and viewers now, the inside the car is a at each row of seats, there is a video. There's four buttons. One is a video. And so we'll have a piece on an image piece on the advertisers, or maybe we'll just do it on the Manhattan Beach, or maybe we'll do it on, or maybe we'll sell it. I don't know. Then the other three buttons are PDFs. So whoever's advertising, if it's a restaurant, they can put up menus. They can put up, you know, all different things on those PDFs. You have stuff in the back seat you can put. The drivers might have discount cards for, or we call them VIP cards for people to hand out. And it's free. The only thing is, we say, please tip your drivers, because that's the only way they're making any money. Right now, it's only as far east as Pacific, you know, and then all the way over to Rosecrans, and then all the way to the edge of Manhattan. But, you know.
So that's how.
You call it, it'll come right to your house. It's not meeting at a particular stop.
Right. It's an app you download on your phone, right. The Downtowner app. It's free, as right. Mark said. Totally it's nice to tip the driver. So that's how.
13 and above, by the way. So if your kid needs to get downtown, or your kid's downtown, you're busy doing something else,
right.
You can say, well, call the get the downtowner to bring you home if you're
this
west
is,
of Manhattan.
This is so Pacific. Interesting. So that's how it pays for it, is you're having sponsors wrap the vehicles.
And
that's
people
where the income
are
stream is. Lining up for it.
Lining
I
up.
I bet they are. This is interesting.
Fantastic.
This is really interesting.
Has the South Bay by Jackie ever thought about maybe doing a little advertising?
Well, we do.
Or maybe the South Bay Show. We'll see.
No, you know what? That would be great for you guys.
It would be.
You should join the chamber and get on my car.
Get on.
We're going to be blasting out. Listen, we're going to be.
Get on the shuttle.
We're going to be. Get on board. We're going to be blasting out.
Get on the bus.
Gus.
Right.
So, but we're going to be blasting this information out to our clients. And I've already got, you know, our members, and I've already gotten people who've gotten out in front of and said, no, Mark, no, if you do, you know, we want to do it. But how perfect for to see, you know, and you want to keep it nice, billboard, simple. So South Bay by Jackie.
The South Bay Show.
South Bay right. Show.
Right.
And then
Micro
the internet.
LA.
And then
probably
just do your internet, you know.
Yeah, internet address, yeah.
Webinar, internet, URL. And then people will check into it.
Right.
You know, or you can do everything you wanted to know about the South Bay, you know. Because then you get people on your website. But that thing, we just heard, at the State of the City, they reported on the stats. It's already done in the 10 days or so that it's been out there. I mean, thousands of trips. You can go on the app and you can actually see, oh, it went to OB's 25 times yesterday. Oh, it went to the Strand House. Oh, it went to Trilogy Spa. It went to blah, blah, blah. It tells you how many times it traveled to all these
shop
places.
And, you know. And yeah.
You can
yeah.
even hit a button
the
on
right
the app.
The right choice. It went to the right choice.
Right. You can even hit a button that says Explore Manhattan.
Mm-hmm.
And
right.
if you're riding in it, say you're a guest of downtown or guest of our city, you could explore Manhattan, and you say, oh, well, I feel like something to eat. I want a pizza, or I want to get a massage. You know, how close are we, you know. So, and just so those people east of Pacific know that in success, the plan is to put some charging stations and develop the downtowner on the east side as well.
I imagine this is going to go to downtown Hermosa. It's going to happen in parts of Redondo, El Segundo. I could easily see it working in El Segundo, right. Torrance. Right. Yeah,
well, I talked to your current mayor. He asked me about it the other day. When I saw him, and he mentioned he wants to know how to do it. You know, so yeah, it's going to spread out. They're so in demand. They're sort of choosing the cities
right,
they go into.
Right, right. They can take their time. They don't.
Oh
need
my
to,
gosh, yeah. they're already in Newport and different places, but. It's taking strain off the parking, you know.
Oh yeah.
What I love about this is what I call the balkanization of rideshare. There's a new rideshare company. You've got Uber, you've got Lyft. Mm-hmm. Now you have See Jane Go. It's women driving women.
Yeah.
And for those women that feel safer with a woman driver.
Yeah. No.
And
always.
Now you have the downtowner. Yeah. Well, all of these things are in the transportation.
What else just came online is Ride Yellow. Which is an app for the local taxi companies.
Right.
Where it's an app you download.
They're behind the eight ball they should have been doing this 10 years ago.
Absolutely, right. Absolutely. Right. But you know something? All that competition is good for us.
Yeah.
It's good for us.
Hey.
As we all know, the last thing we want to do living in the South Bay is get in our car.
And that's why also I say tip your drivers on the downtowner because it's totally free.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And so you need to take care of those guys. You know, we want this to be successful.
Right.
And so far it has been.
We've covered a lot of topics. Let me do a station break, and then I want you to just give us – you've done the state of the city, the state of the chamber, but we want you to give us a little sense of Mark Lipp's vision for the chamber. We've had some of that, but let's do some more. Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to the South Bay Show. This is a new format for us. This is one of the first of many video Facebook Live kinds of presentations that we're going to do.
On location podcasts.
We are
available to do podcasts on location. So if you want to have a podcast of the South Bay Show at your business, we can do it just like this.
Right. Yeah, but you know what you really need to get is South Bay by Jackie's your email that you blast out.
Oh, my weekend guide.
Weekend guide. I got to tell you, that's becoming must read. Because if you're – especially if you can get that in a Convention and Visitors Bureau type world where people who are coming to the South Bay know that on Thursdays they can pull this up. I mean, that's the new that's the best way of finding out what's going on here. And interesting things to do. That thing about the Wolves.
Mm-hmm.
The thing about, you know, I'm looking at it. I'm lifting stuff for it for my newsletter.
I noticed that.
South Bay.
I try to give you credit each time, but I may have missed it this time. It's such a hurry.
You're not the only one.
You know the weird thing? You know the weird thing about it? I always try to give you credit when I take something from it. A lot of it's redundant because I don't – my deal is a little different.
Yeah.
But that's the thing about this position. Mm. Holy cow. It takes me – I have to be here. I don't just be able to go to my, oh, you know, I don't think of this. Oh, I think I'll go to Happy Friday and write a little blog. Oh, there we go. Now I'm going. It's Thursday night. The thing's coming out tomorrow morning. Go, oh, my gosh. I've been so busy with the chamber. I just got to do this.
You've got a job.
Oh,
now.
My gosh.
You've got a job.
No, but I've done this for 15 years. I had a job before, but I need to rework like I did before my time.
Now you have a staff.
Time management. Yeah.
And you could delegate.
Yeah, I could have them do it. I could have them do it. So, I need a Happy Friday coming out. You guys better get on this. Oh, forget about the members.
SouthBayByJackie.com, SouthBayByJackie.com. But yesterday we had an interview with Dan Lipton from Travel Host.
Yeah, I know
BeachCities.TravelHost.com. And Mark,
the
thing is, I was shocked he can show chapter and verse exactly what exposure a business is getting by advertising in the Travel Host.
This is what I do all day. I write down. Mm-hmm. Are they members?
TravelHost.com. And it is amazing to know that he's so organized about what he does from Seal Beach to El Segundo. Mm-hmm. And we were talking about how the South Bay still, you know, I would say the upper.
It's like a flyby. It's like a flyover zone.
There's people think, like you're saying, the Italians, the Germans, the Deutsch. Right. They think about Hollywood. They think about Santa Monica. And then they think about Huntington Beach
Newport Beach.
They jump over the South Bay. But no longer. It's really coming into its own.
You can ask this and all these guys at the hotels and around here. People are coming here and then visiting L.A. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's not the other way around.
Well, you know? Wouldn't you rather stay at the beach?
Absolutely.
Right. If you're coming to visit California, whether you're coming from Disneyland or Knott's Berry Farm or Universal Studio or Hollywood Walk of Fame, wouldn't you much rather stay at the beach?
You know what? I'd rather stay at the shade because it's cooler in shade. Whether it's Redondo or Manhattan.
For a little Al Green to start bringing.
Cooler in shade. Yeah.
It's cooler in shade. Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
But you came from back east. Mm-hmm. I came from the Midwest. Mm-hmm. I mean, when you come out here.
Chicago.
If I live in Chicago, see, there you go. My first son was born in Chicago. I worked with Mary Tyler Moore in Chicago.
Yeah.
the you know, if I'm out, nothing against you guys in the Valley, if you got viewers from out there, but you know, I might as well be in Illinois. You know, if I'm going to live in California, Southern California, I want to be right here.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
you know, I want to feel like I'm in California.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah,
but absolutely. You can't beat the weather.
No.
Yeah. No. No arguments there.
Well, we've covered a lot of subjects. I mean, we've covered, you know, your rise through the Fox Broadcasting Network briefly, and then, of course, now you're with the chamber. You ran for city council. But along the way, Mark,
finally, I got something.
People want to know about Mark Lipps, the human being. And
let's hear about the adventures of you and your sons, your grown sons.
Oh, well, I've done a lot of those things. You know, we've done cross-country trips to Louisiana. I did a couple of years ago, I did a, you know, this is all part of my, you know, bucket list and doing things with purpose and trying to find stuff with purpose. I did a 135-mile kayak through the bayou in Louisiana.
Yes. I read about that.
You know, jumped out of airplanes, I've traveled, I've gone to Italy twice, taken my wife there. You know, I said it was for her birthday. You know, really, I want to go to Italy.
We have time. I want to cover the health challenges that you've had that some people may not know about, that they should know about, because you're such an energetic guy. You're such a fun guy. No one would realize the challenges you've been through.
Well, you know what? You wouldn't realize a lot of the challenges a lot of people have been through around here. I mean, you know, the older you get, the more you see, I didn't know. Or the more you begin to, you know, once your kids move away or they're out of the house or whatever, you begin connecting, you begin to have, you know, it isn't just running off to a ball field or something like that. So your conversations become a little more meaningful, I think.
Yeah.
You know, you're not just talking about your kids and stuff like that and the school and those crappy coaches or something like that, you know. Whoop. Diplomat. Do they become members?
Diplomacy.
So anyway, but you start running, you know, the older you get, you start running into this. But yeah. The reason I've been so vocal about it, just so everybody knows, I had rectal cancer, diagnosed with rectal cancer a little over a year ago. And, you know, stage 3, so it was pretty far along, all of that jazz. Said they were going to have to remove my whole insides. And let me know when people are starting to gag. But they had to remove my whole insides. And I said, well, I got to get a second opinion. Went and got the second opinion. He said, no, I think we can do some stuff, you know. Mm-hmm. But 2016 was all chemo, radiation, more chemo, cutting, surgery, recovery. Right. And I got into hot yoga, which they said, don't do that. But I tell you, the hot yoga, I thought, helped me out tremendously. And by the way, it's a great weight loss program. Mm-hmm. I suggest cancer. Get cancer.
You look svelte.
Thank you.
Look svelte. Yeah.
So,
I don't think people can hear that very well. That's the Mark Lipps I know. Yeah.
Get cancer. Hey, lose weight.
I recommend it. You want to lose weight. I recommend cancer.
But it's this is it. But nevertheless, it really another thing gets you, resets you with life and stuff like that, and trying to find purpose, which is another reason why I went. You know, it's not about the money. I went, obviously. I mean, look at my office. I mean, I just noticed we had that picture up there. Jackie pointed it out. Oh, I had no idea. I've been on the phone, meetings, running around. But I think the more we talk about stuff, and that's why your show is so good and the more we talk about these issues, the more it makes other people aware that maybe they need to check. I've had check out themselves or have themselves checked out. I've had so many people, because I've been vocal about it, saying, gosh, go out there. Don't put it off. I know it's the least fun thing to do, but get colonoscopies as early as possible. And, you know, and then the doctor will say, oh, yeah, I don't need to see you again for the colonoscopy. I don't need to see you again for another 8 years, 9 years. Well, no. I had 2 of them before I was diagnosed with this, and there have been 5 years before the last one. Well, so all that cancer grew in the 5 years.
Right.
So at least I think, you know, maybe they forgot to turn the camera around or something. I don't know. But the, you know, go get checked out. And I've had so many people go ahead and do it because they said, oh, man, Mark, you're right. I got to go do it, from being vocal about it on my newsletter and stuff like that. And they found things and they got it handled. And so the more vocal, the more you can maybe give back to let people know that, hey, Don't wait. Don't wait. Last thing you want to do is die of this stuff, because this can be prevented, right?
Right.
You know, skin cancer can be prevented. Go see Dr. Rackett. I tell you, that guy, I tell you, every time I go see him, he wants to cut something out of me. I don't know what it is with him. You know, I got to talk to Scott.
I think it's Scott.
Mark. Ooh, this is easy. You know, I mean,
let's sharpen our blades.
Yeah, I know that. You come in there and he goes, so good to see you, Mark. You know, it's like, holy cow. But, you know, but that's another one for those of us in the South Bay. There's another one. You know, don't go in and get that checked, you know, skin for your skin and all of that. So it's a much more
open, our world has become much more open. People are talking about it. Years ago when somebody had some form of cancer, nobody's talked about it. All of a sudden you notice that they were looking a little gaunt, and then one day they weren't there, you know. Yeah.
Well,
now,
you also pick up a support group when you do that, because when you do get people to open up, I'm going through the same thing, or I have a friend who's going, next thing you know, wow, I had no idea.
Right. Well, knowledge is power, as we all know. You know, the more you know, the more you the more you talk about it, the more you share.
So get yourself checked out.
Right.
Make it a habit.
Right.
Get into that. You know, the doctor's offices now with digital media, too, they make it so easy. They'll just send you a note. By the way, 2 weeks from now, you're supposed to be seeing me on this. You know, and they make it easy. We don't have to remember. Mm-hmm. You know, and that's what helps me out. I say, yeah, just remind me. I'll be in there.
So what have we not covered?
Well, I want to talk about something that's coming up with the chamber.
Yeah.
Can I talk about that?
Please.
Your show. You talk about what you want.
You're the president.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right. President and CEO. So there we go. Yeah. Our next event is going to be in April, and this is the Business Leader Summit, Business Leadership Summit, you know, and we'd love to have you guys come and do a remote from there, because all the top business leaders from the area will be around there, and, you know, you guys can prospect, too, about sponsorships and stuff. But last year was not so good.
Did we go last year?
It was great venue at the Marriott. General manager at the Marriott, by the way, Stephanie Bauer, who is fantastic. And, you know, they're going to be developing a new boutique style hotel that they'll go under construction starting July, and they'll be down from July until the end of the year.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah. It's going to be part of Marriott's, what's that group of little?
The separate group, the boutique.
That they created. And they haven't, their name's a secret right now. They haven't come out with the name, but it's all under the Marriott banner, parent company. And she's fantastic. She's fantastic. Her, you know, she was a D1 basketball player and all of this, and just great history. But the event was lackluster. The event didn't have leadership behind it. The event didn't, it would, you know, it was like, just, I don't want to do it well, just do it Thursday, you know, or something like it just didn't come off. So we've got to really get past the hurdle of anything that was done. I told people to stay in the city. Any impressions you have of the chamber, anything that you're thinking about the chamber now, wipe it off the plate. We start new. We start right now. Mm-hmm. And one of the things that we did, the State of the City, very successful, very well received. So that went well. The next one, the next big event is the Business Leaders Summit. Mm-hmm. And that's going to be an all-day thing where we've got speakers, motivational speakers, keynote, big name.
Go to that this year. I went the year before. I remember they had somebody from C's on.
That
was the year before. I didn't go this
year. If you come to the summit, I'm going to offer free headshots for everybody by a professional photographer. Gloria is going to do them.
Gloria does the best headshots.
I know.
Anyway.
And she just Gloria did mine. Yeah. She just did mine.
Oh, you got new ones?
I got new ones because she said I needed new ones.
Every year with the new headshots.
I know, but Gloria's my lady.
I know, she's mine too.
You're the one who told me about it.
I only get mine done every 5 years.
Yeah, you told me about it. Well, she said I had to. And I do whatever Gloria says. But everybody gets a headshot. Mm-hmm. So when you come there, you get a new headshot. Mm-hmm. So you get a new headshot.
Headshots,
we're
going to
have
very important.
A video set up where you can do a 30-second commercial of your business. We'll put it on our Facebook and put it all out there on social media. And we're going to have, hopefully, I want to have a stress-free zone with pillows and all of this stuff around and a masseuse. So during the breaks, go out and get your shoulders rubbed. Because, you know, maybe some of the stuff will tell you you're shoulder's going to be up around your ears. Oh, my God, I need to be doing that too. Jeez. You know, but so we're going to have that. But compelling speakers. I want to get a killer keynote. That's key. To come in and speak and open up the meeting to everybody. Then the other thing we're going to do with Business Leader Summit, which has been a problem in the past, I think, is, listen, Skechers does not have the same issues as, say, my wife's company.
Yes.
Or any other small company, small business. So everybody gets the general overview. Mm-hmm. And then we're going to break out into breakout sessions, small business issues, small business, larger business. And, they'll go to those breakouts. The small business will go to these breakout, so that they're, first of all, feeling more comfortable about talking about things with other small businesses because they have the same problems. Whereas, probably legislatively, they'll do a lot with the bigger business.
I want to do a shout out for Gloria. Gloria Plasencia. It's Gloria, Gloria Plasencia.com. Gloria Plasencia.
There's an S in there?
Yes. Plasencia, yes. I saw her last night. Gloria last night. We went to the Los Angeles Ale Works grand opening in Hawthorne.
The LA Ale Works.
Off of El Segundo Boulevard and Cerise. They repurposed one of the old brick buildings over there. They have a 9,000 square foot brewery there. And the place, it's been open for a couple of months.
Nice, isn't it?
It's very nice. It's been open for a couple of months. Get this, Joe. I walked in. They have a nice big outdoor patio area with a picnic tables. Place was packed. Not every single person, but as I walked through, everybody had on hoodies with SpaceX on the back.
Oh, well, listen. I know the owners.
It's their second home now.
No, it is. The employees. They've been coming there for a while. I know the owners and that whole area right there.
Yeah.
But especially LA Ale Works. Also, SpaceX comes over and uses some of their conference rooms. And they have taps that come into the conference rooms from their beer in the breweries. They do.
No.
They have taps that come into the conference rooms from those big brew tanks out there. And so, you know, if you're in a conference room, you know who? David Hoag is the principal investor.
Yes.
In that. And he's a Manhattan Beach resident. And I've demanded, because I played hockey with David for years, that he has to join the chamber. And they're going to join the chamber. So they'll be they'll be members, because also he'd like to get a footprint here in Manhattan Beach. I don't know how he would do that, you know, where you put those big tanks and everything.
Well, no, they might open a tap room. Like, you know, King Harbor Brewing opened a tap room down at the International Boardwalk. They're inland.
Oh, maybe that.
Maybe a tap room or something like that. But the place is already – I mean, I know that it was the grand opening last night, but there were – most of the people –
barbecue guy out on the patio that gets you
–
barbecue. Yeah. I mean, it's great.
It is. Yeah. It's great. So
we have a beer group. I call it the Beer Clique in our neighborhood. We go out on Sundays and we'll have a couple of beers. We go to El Segundo Breweries to the craft beer.
How do you keep up with them?
We've just been going to the one, but we went out last weekend to LA Ale Works, and I didn't know David was involved. We just went out, and he shows up on his motorcycle with Cindy, his wife, who is very big with Habitat for Humanity, by the way. And does a trivia thing here every year, a couple of times a year, raises lots of money for Habitat for Humanity. But he rides up on his motorcycle and he gets off, and I said, David. And he says, wow, good to see you here. And turns out, I own the place. Yeah. Oh, well, there we go. Free beer. But it's like, and he's taking his passion. Because he makes his own beer, even though he's been a financial wealth manager for years and done very, very, very well. Home brews. And so he's taken that passion and now supported these guys and put this business out there. And I think it's going to do really well because it's a very inviting space. They purposely kept it open and big and spacious so that you feel like you're not, jammed in there. And they got that outdoor area and food.
An educated guess, but I'm guessing that at least one of the owners or investors went to USC because they had the USC marching band come in last night.
They may have.
Yeah.
Really?
Marching
band?
I have a video.
I can't get the USC marching band for the state of the city, and a brew company gets them?
That's what I'm saying, alumni there. But
talk to David about that.
But, yeah, they had the USC band. They played for about a half an hour.
Wow.
So I'm guessing that I posted a video of that live. I did Facebook Live last night from there. So later on, you can go and look on my Facebook page and you can see it. But so that's a great new addition to the South. But, we think globally. We think South Bay.
Yeah,
that's our thing.
Well, I think
Globally, South Bay.
I think globally too. Manhattan Beach. Manhattan Beach. You know, yeah, I mean, we're in the periphery. We're in the periphery, but you know,
no,
Manhattan Beach. You guys, you know,
Manhattan
the other areas have their Chamber of Commerce. Yes. I'm thinking globally too, but it's Manhattan Beach. The Prince's Business Leaders Summit. So that's coming up mid-April.
Right.
But then right after that, we have the Bite at the Beach.
Right.
Right.
Great event.
And
right.
It's a great event. But once again, last year, little lackluster in tennis and all that stuff. And so we're going to build that up. We're going to bring in more people. We're going to maybe even bring in some people from other areas of the South Bay with restaurants and stuff like Barron's. You know, what a great new place there.
Something about that. The first year that they did Bite at the Beach, did you go the first year? The first year they had panels. I think they did two panels, one with chefs where they talked about beer pairings.
Really?
And then there was now let me tell you something. I enjoyed that. I learned stuff from that.
Mm-hmm. But people went to them?
Well, that's just it.
They were just right there on the stage?
The next year they didn't do it.
Well,
it James said, yeah, you were the only person that liked that. We're not bringing it back this year. But I was amazed with it. I mean, some of these chefs said phrases that stuck with me to this day. You know, there is no way to pair any beer with certain things, you know, an artichoke or something like that. I don't know. But I found it interesting. It was informative and stuff. And it was
so they did it on the stage.
On the stage, yeah.
Okay.
But the next year they didn't bring it back.
All right. I have a question for you. You've been every year. Do you like a DJ or live music?
I think that they each have their. I like background music a lot. Background music. So a DJ with background music.
Because, you know, last year they had just the DJ and they were doing line dancing and things like that.
Yeah. I prefer DJ for more background stuff. Live,
right.
Live.
That's what my staff's saying, that we should do DJ.
Yeah, live music.
You know, I'm big on
brings
to,
people in and
I'm
away
on the hometown
from,
fair board, and you know, I book all the bands for the hometown fair.
Yeah.
And so I kept thinking, you know, we got all these bands. These local bands are very good. Let's showcase them. But at the same time, you know, a DJ can. A good
keep
DJ like that guy that does that. I can't remember his name, but he keeps things rolling. He knows when to get people pumped up.
A DJ can also
control your crowd.
Switch to you can do live
people
events. You can have someone speak, and with a band, you really can't butt in and say, "All right, I want to speak now."
It's harder. You can, but the thing is, a DJ, if someone says, "You know, we need more country music, or we need more rock and roll, we need some dance music."
Yeah. Yeah.
They can customize.
Yeah.
You know, a band is like, you know, if you don't like it, you're stuck with it. That's it. You're done.
For the next hour
or whatever.
Exactly.
So you guys heard it here. South Bay by Jackie.
Okay.
South Bay Show.
South Bay Show.
We always have to correct everybody.
It's
the South Bay Show.
South
Separate
Bay Show.
Entity
okay.
from yes. South Bay by
South
Jackie.
South Bay Extravaganza by Jackie. DJ. You guys help me out.
You helped me out.
You've contributed.
All right. Excellent.
Your work is done.
We're contributing.
So
we've had a great time. We've got, you know, 15 minutes. We want to keep it under the hour, right?
Mm-hmm.
What do you think, Mark, is really missing? Now, I know you're going to be doing some wonderful things, and God love you. There's no one in your presence that doesn't feel like you're interested in what they're talking about. You have that gift that to make people feel comfortable. But what does the
What'd you say, Joe?
What does the Manhattan Beach Chamber need? What does the city of Manhattan Beach need for their businesses? Give me the top three.
Well, it needs to be a business-friendly city, first of all.
Mm.
You know, we nickel and dime our businesses to death. Mm. You know, I'd rather, you know, if I had a small business here, well, Tammy has a small business here, you know, hit me once or something, you know. But and I think the chamber does the same thing. You know, it's constantly nickel, dime.
A good example of that. I have a business. I do DBA.
Mm-hmm.
It used to be where you just filled out your DBA and sent it in with however much it was.
Yeah.
And you got. Now they're hitting you up every 5 years.
Oh, I know. Well,
now you have to pay it every 5 years. I thought it was a one-time thing.
Well,
when
it's
I did
not
it.
Even that. If you've
every
got
5 years.
If depending on the business you have, you may get hit. There's other fees.
Oh,
you know,
yeah.
They're constantly sending. It seems like something else is coming in the mail. For a small business owner, I think a big thing is, you know, let me pay it one payment.
Yeah.
And it should cover everything. Just make it easy for me. I got all the other things to do and have to worry about this every time every year and, you know, every 6 months, every 4 months, whatever. The other thing I think it is awareness. We have a turnover probably close to 20% every 5 years in this town.
Residents.
Residents.
Yeah.
Residents.
Tell us those numbers, because those are some amazing numbers.
Since 2012 has been, well, this stat came out in 2013, 14, something like that. But we'd had since 2000 a 60% turnover in our residents. 60%. That means 60% of your
neighbors
are new, you know. Maybe not on your block, but 60% turnover. That's a whole new town.
Yeah, the entire population of Manhattan Beach, 35,000 people.
2010.
60% of that changed.
Yeah,
that's
since
crazy.
2000.
And the two main reasons are death and divorce.
Really? I didn't know that.
Death and divorce. Divorce, you know, split up, move. They can't afford that, so they both go get something
else. Death, older population.
Older population moving. So death and divorce. You know, our number one demographic here is senior citizens. Mm-hmm. But so death and divorce. But people want to come here, too. Mm-hmm. And so hence bigger homes and all of that. And then, you know, so there's a lot of awareness that needs to happen. We need to build more awareness about the charm of the city and stay more focused on that, because we don't want to lose that, mm-hmm. you know, like just all office buildings and that kind of development. We have to make sure we don't let some of these other areas, people who don't have the kind of vested interest in the community as those of us have been here for double-digit years, you know, doing things that kind of disrupt that lifestyle in a sense.
Well, I've heard you talk about this before where because of all these new people coming in, not being a part, they don't have the volunteers for the hometown fair, and you know all the things that parents have done traditionally, volunteering whether it's through the school or these different city events. Right. You know, these people they don't know.
We've become a very affluent area, so and to their credit, they're entrepreneurs, they're innovators, they're leaders in their industries. And they've done very, very well, but they're very, very busy. And it's both sets of parents are very, very busy. So it's easy for them to say, well, listen, I can't be in the snack stand, but can I write you a check for $1,000? Does that help? Mm-hmm. Well, that helps, but we need bodies, too. Yeah. We need it for the hometown fair. We need it for all of our events here. We need volunteers.
Right.
The city has, if you'd like to sign up to be a volunteer and maybe be called upon, the city has a volunteer site called that you can get on a list there called MB Cares, and it's a volunteer resource for events and things like that around town. But if that's something you want to do as volunteer, you can go on that list. You can also go on the hometown fair. They're always needing people. But yeah, it's hurt our volunteerism.
I just noticed, Joe, that you are not in this picture.
Well, I am now. I'm. Hi, everybody.
why are you not in this picture? Couldn't we have set it up so that we could see? Mark and I look like we're talking to the wall.
No.
There's a guy over here.
You're talking to the audience. Just stare into the eye, deep
eye. Maybe next time all three of us could be on this side.
Maybe. Yeah.
All right. Okay.
Yeah.
I think he likes
it's a control thing. I think he likes being in control of all those knobs and buttons. And,
right.
And, he's the man behind the curtain.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. The other thing, Joe, I wanted to bring up is something that, and I've told our staff this, is something we need to do at the Chamber more, is we need to press the flesh. Mm. You know, there's not enough of that. There's too much on the, you know, first of all, a lot of the people we have here are younger and they're used to emailing, texting, all that. So a lot of it's email, text, calling up and, you know, blah, blah, blah. But we need to be walking into the stores and going, hey, I'm with the Chamber of Commerce. How are you doing? How's business? What can we do to help? Mm-hmm. I just wanted to say hello.
You have ambassadors that do that.
Well, we have ambassadors, yeah, and we got to work on that, because I don't think we do enough of that.
Okay, you need more ambassadors.
Now, granted, when you're a small staff and ambassadors all have jobs too, you're always behind the eight ball on something. There's always a project coming up.
Let's give a little shout out to the staff.
Yeah,
we've got
Michelle Wynn, who is memberships. Mm-hmm. So if you want to be a member, you want to get a hold of her.
Michelle
McDonald, she's kind of our back office type person, but she'll assist in other areas. And then we have Brian Duran, who is my operations manager, and he's also doing a little membership work as well. But he's our ops manager, so he's the one who makes sure that my podcast is going to, or my PowerPoint is up there and it's working, or, you know, we got to get a, but we're looking for a good web manager, someone who can, a webmaster. We're having some, seeing some people on that today. You know, because there's a lot of things that just need tweaked and up and going.
Right.
I mean, I'd kind of like to get on the website myself.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
Like me.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
That I'm even here. You know, so.
Actually, I shouldn't bring this up.
No, don't. I don't need this. I don't need it. I get enough of this. I don't need it. But yeah. So the website needs to be fixed. Facebook, we have someone who does our Facebooks.
Right.
And but we need to get them content more often.
Mm-hmm. The phones here you need to fix, too. You have the ID that comes up on the phones, people that left years ago.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, this whole phone system needs to be changed out. I mean, right. I think this is the 19, well, Graham Bell is on the bottom of the, you know.
Okay.
But it's, it, yeah, it needs to be changed.
Yeah, so
listen, they had a voicemail on there that still had the old president's name on there that no one could seem to get off the phone. And
I'm
so
out
the
of
voicemail.
Town. I'm out of town till next Monday, 2012.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
So we're hopefully that's getting fixed, or it is fixed. We'll see. But you're right. If the names are coming up, geez. Oh, well.
When I heard the news, Mark, I was so excited to know that you're going to be leading this organization into the future. I said, wow. I told Jackie, Mark Lips is perfect for leading the chamber.
Thank you.
This is amazing. We're so thrilled to know that you're going to be doing this. And it really is going to be a new era for the chamber.
Well, I hope so. Your words.
You've got a strong board behind you.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you got a strong board, and they're very supportive. I've got a strong staff. I've got, you know, a great product to work with.
Right.
We just got to get them back, you know, some people back under the tent. We've got to show them what we can do. We got to take some of our existing events and make them pop again. We've got, you know, retune, refresh, and reinvigorate.
Right.
Right.
Well, this has been a fantastic hour. We loved having you on the show, and thank you for you know, just doing this live, because I think people really get a sense of who you are when they hear you talk and they see you. This is what we want to do for lots of different businesses.
And that's good.
Also, the Chamber has been, as many people know, sponsoring the Friday show, and we look forward to that continuing, and it's been a great partnership.
Yeah, we hope you guys will show up at some of our events, too. That'd be nice.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. So. Jackie, any parting thoughts?
It's the weekend.
It's a
good way to start the weekend.
Right.
It is. It is going to be a little wet, they say.
A little wet, yeah. Be really careful out there. I think they said the worst of it is going to happen today, like starting at 11 to 2 or something.
Right.
We're going to get like 10 inches of water or something.
Right.
Well, I think those of you that want to write that book, this might be the weekend.
That might be the
hunker
weekend.
Hunker down and start writing.
Yeah.
Right.
You know? Yeah. Yeah. So, yeah.
Right.
Thank you, Mark. Congratulations. Congratulations.
And congratulations on this. This is awesome. Hey. Very, you know, this is it. This is where you need to be.
Yeah.
Because both of you are engaging, not only vocally, but how do we say that?
We're not hard to look at.
I don't want to say that. I don't want HR. You know, but, you know, so it's that is an issue. You're going to have to worry about that now.
Right.
You just show up in your curlers or whatever.
I know. I'm going to have to start putting on makeup. I'm like... You know something? That's one of the nicest compliments anybody ever gave me. I ran into I was at some event in Torrance, and Mayor Pat Fury, whom I didn't even know he knew me.
Yeah.
All right, he walks by, he comes, "Hey, Jackie, voice for radio, looks for TV." I went,
"Wow!"
I was
nice.
Like, "Wow!" That's like the nicest thing anybody said to me. But I'm thinking, how does he even know me?
Right.
I didn't even. Yeah. So that was very nice. But yeah,
and he was on the guest list immediately.
Absolutely.
Yeah, yeah. He was actually our first guest of the show this year. First guest in 2017.
That's right.
But yeah, don't get too excited about hair and makeup. I don't think I'm going there. That's just not my style.
Well, you don't have to.
Yeah. Thank you, Mark.
Mark Lips, President and CEO
and Sheriff
of the Manhattan Beach Chamber and. The new sheriff
the new
in
sheriff.
Town.
New sheriff in town, yeah. Please. They're still wet, so
Oh, yes,
careful.
Yes. Thank you.
The
it's been great. Thank you, everybody, for watching this, and you'll see a lot more. We love this Facebook Live format, so we'll see you soon. Bye-bye now.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you. And, of course, thank you, Jackie.
Always a pleasure, Joe.